This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
And we're looking at everything. What did I forget? Talking about the hate, helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank. And we're looking at everything. I like don't even want to redo it because it's cute. I just was excited to say we're looking at everything because we fucking are. Because today's topic is
Urolagnia.
And no, it's not an Eastern European country. Urolagnia, also known as urophilia, golden shower, or water sports, is a paraphilia in which sexual excitement is associated with the sight or thought of urine or urination.
Mm.
Honey, we're talking about piss.
We're talking about pee stuff.
Pee stuff. Pissing.
Ooh,
golden
boy.
Showers. I have to say, this was hard.
This was so hard.
This was a hard one for me, personally.
This was, Rachel, I took a picture of myself watching
one of the videos that we're going to talk about,
and this is even the ethical one.
Oh gosh,
that's my face is crazy in this. I looked at this picture of myself high last night and was like, I can never be seen again. Like, there's something. So listen, we don't want to kink shame. This is some people's thing, and it's a lot of people's thing. It's a very popular kink.
It is.
It is not my kink.
It's not my kink either, but
it is hard for me to watch. And so I watched this, like, random procedural crime show thing, and this woman character was, like, carrying a spit bucket in, like, a boxing ring.
Yeah.
And she was doing this thing where she was, like, smiling, and she was, like, smiling, like, fights the gag reflexes, which I assume is real because, you know, procedurals have, like, research behind them.
Right.
Assistance kind of thing for that.
So you had to
smile. I was, like, like doing that through this because there's just something about the substance. I think it's just common that some people have resistance to certain substances.
Right. It's true.
And this one was hard. But listen, we're here to genuinely investigate and be generous and learn.
Have you ever pissed on someone or been pissed on?
I've been pissed on.
Oh, really?
In the shower.
Oh, okay.
Pretty tame. Just a partner who was, we were like showering together. He was like, hey, do you think I could like pee on you just to
see what it feels like? Yeah.
And like we did and I was in the shower.
Did he like pee on your leg?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like so no big deal.
Yeah.
Like
I
barely think it counts, but yes, I have been technically.
I have not.
Yeah.
Nor have I pissed on anyone. Someone has asked me. And maybe we'll do
you later
it.
Who it was.
Maybe we'll do it. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And this particular partner was like, not because I like piss, but because it's like another essence from the body of the woman I love. And
he wants to be pissed on.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then I wept because it was the kindest thing I've ever heard.
It is very kind. And it is, that is a common reason for piss play. I mean, let's dive into some research.
Yeah.
Esquire had an article, Why Some People Enjoy Water Sports and What It's Really Like. It's not exactly uncommon.
Yeah.
Last year, during a nationwide study for Channel 4's Great British Sex Survey.
Wait, I have this information, too.
It came in at number 9 in the UK's top sexual fetishes.
Uh-huh.
Interesting, UK.
I know.
What else did you find from this article that you liked? Since you also have it.
Yeah, well, I just thought, like, there was in a study done in 2010 to 2011, it's a relatively infrequent.
Mm-hmm.
This is according to North America, though. It's only 36.52% of the population reported having done it. The BDSM population, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, that's high.
No, the BDSM community.
I would think. Okay.
So
even among essential kink people,
right? Even in the kink
people,
yeah, sure.
You know those kink people.
You've heard of them. In contrast, 93% of her sample of this researcher sample reported having done spanking.
Gotcha.
So it's not as popular as that.
Or, yeah, it's pretty. It's a pretty. I mean, it is a pretty. Not exactly uncommon. I have research here from this same article, 2014, researchers at the University of Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
Set out to discover just how common certain sexual fantasies were in men and women. 3.5% of women reported fantasies about urinating on or being urinated on by a partner, and with men, 8.9% wanted to wee on someone. 10% wanted to be weed on.
It's interesting because there's a lot of stuff in the realm of piss.
Yes.
You know, it's like there are people who want to get pissed on.
Yeah.
There are people who want to pee on people.
Yeah.
And there are people who want to drink piss.
Yeah.
There are people who want to, pee in clothes.
Yeah.
There are people who want to have sex with a full bladder.
Mm-hmm. Which is, a specific kind of pleasure / stimulation, which is very interesting.
That's,
The different sort of, reasons I feel that people are into it.
Yeah.
The overarching or the big one, I think, is just that it's taboo.
It is, yes. That's the biggest thing.
That's the biggest thing. And then it's also some people will talk about, I read an article that was specifically people speaking to why they were into it. I think this is Metro UK again, one of our faves. Just about liking the warm wetness of it,
right.
And then also the element of it's just another way to be close to my partner.
Yeah, it's it's intimate
them.
And also dirty and perverse.
Yes,
you know,
it's that mashup. Yeah,
yeah, it's fascinating.
Yeah, the other thing I learned in this process is that I think there's a myth in our puritanical society about drinking piss being bad.
Mm.
It's not
Say more.
I'm trying to find. Aha. It's also not. This is going back to the Esquire article.
Mm.
Contrary to knee-jerk myths, a particularly dangerous or unhygienic thing. Mm. If someone wanted to use urine to defile a bed, the best they'd actually do is get the whole thing a bit damp and smelly. Urine is mostly sterile.
Yeah.
And the greatest risk run by a water sports fetishist is that if they drink urine from the beginning of someone's stream, they might ingest bacteria that had been hanging around at the entrance of the urethral tract.
Right, right.
But this isn't a risk if you're only into being peed on rather than in, and it can be avoided by never drinking from the start of someone's stream. But, just to say that the start of the stream...
Is the bad stuff.
Is the bad stuff, and you're fucking with that if you're giving a blowjob anyway.
Right.
If you're just dealing with urethral bacteria.
Yeah.
Frankly, we all are.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that we have otherized this kink so aggressively is just fascinating to me. Just to be it's not such a big deal to drink piss.
Mm-hmm.
It's handy knowledge, not only in case you can hook up with a fetishist, but also if you happen to get stranded in the desert, drinking urine is good enough for Bear Grylls. And as long as they follow the general safety advice, it's good enough for kinky people, too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's why you you piss on, stings and stuff, right? Because it's sterile. Is that what it is?
I've heard recently that the thing about pissing on jellyfish stings is a myth.
Oh, is it?
That it doesn't actually do the things it's supposed to.
Oh.
But yeah, maybe because it's sterile. I thought the mythology around pissing on a sting was a specific thing in piss.
Oh.
Deals with the specific thing that jellyfish
that
put
sting.
In you or
yeah.
or is associated with their stings.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't know though.
Me neither.
I didn't look it up before this.
I just thought it was pee is sterile. So it,
well, I mean, it is. It's urine is mostly sterile. Is what this research is telling us.
I famously starred in a Comedy Central digital sketch about a lifeguard boy who runs around and pisses on people with jellyfish stings.
Would we say famously?
Oh, I would say famously. 100%.
It's what you're
stopped
most
in the streets.
Known for?
Yeah, I get stopped in the streets.
Yeah.
Here's some fun stats.
Love them.
It is 180% more popular in Japan.
Hmm.
And 121% more popular in Germany.
Okay.
It's most popular in the 65 plus age range.
Okay.
Men 24% more likely to search for golden showers.
Than women.
Yep.
As long as we're being gender binary.
Yes, right. The most popular golden shower related terms are piss, pissing, pee, golden shower, caught pissing, water sports, and peeing.
Wait, go two back. Caught pissing?
Caught pissing.
Like, oh, caught as a yeah. C-A-U. I was like pissing on a cot, like a bed cot? Yeah.
Bedwetting.
Oh, you know, caught pissing. Yeah. We're into that here.
And worldwide, Pornhub visitors from Europe who most enjoy seeing golden showers. So like it's most popular in like Czech Republic, Austria, Switzerland, and Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Around the Trump sex tape,
ugh,
searches containing golden shower increased by 289% compared to the usual daily average.
In ours, so I, as we'll get to later, I deliberately chose a Russian water sports film just to pay homage to Trump. But I also stumbled across an article that was like saying that that video that theoretically may or may not exist is him hiring prostitutes to piss on the bed that Obama stayed in as like a revenge act.
Yeah, but it's like,
it's fucking stupid either way, and fuck Trump. Anyway,
yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah.
You want to learn a term?
Always.
Urophagia.
Oh.
Is the consumption of urine.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Urophagia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to do a search term showdown?
I would love to.
Let's dive in. 60 minutes of self-piss.
Self-piss. Like, just, what does that mean? Just peeing?
Yeah.
Just peeing.
It's just like the, like,
60 minutes of
self-peeing. Masturbation. Like, just self is one of those terms you see thrown around porn sites. Somebody was like, oh, you know, self-piss as opposed to.
It's just piss.
Pissing on someone else.
Okay.
Drink my pee and lick my ass and pussy, sissy, slut.
You know, that's schoolyard rhyme.
It's fun because it's all caps and it had such a ring to it and it doesn't make any sense.
Drink my pee
and lick my ass and pussy, sissy, slut. Like, I think it's meant to be like a command to the pussy, sissy, slut. But instead it's just
drink my pee and eat my ass.
Anytime you're ready, brunette girl gets pissed on.
Anytime you're ready.
I just like that as a grabby.
Anytime you're ready.
There's a video here.
We'll be waiting for you.
This brunette girl getting pissed on.
I just think, but I mean, do what you got to do. But like,
anytime you're ready.
Anytime you're ready. Yeah.
I know you. There's a lot to see here. You're gonna take a tour, but like, anytime you're ready, I got this brunette girl. She gets pissed on. Kiss me, lick me, piss me.
Again.
Hot blonde and brunette water sport. Kiss me, lick me. Piss me.
What does piss me mean?
It's
like
just
piss on me?
It's just a misunderstanding of a verb.
It's
truly. You know?
Piss me.
Because you would think if you
piss
can
me
piss,
off.
If I can piss.
You're pissing me off.
You can piss me.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that's not how English happens to work.
No, that's not.
Kiss me, lick me, piss me, hot blood, hot blonde
hot
and
blood.
Brunette water sport.
Honestly, if a hot blood was in there, I wouldn't be surprised at this point.
Yeah. Anything's possible.
Yeah.
On the aggregates. Had to pee real bad. Too bad my mic is broke.
Oh.
Not sure on this one.
Huh.
I think the idea, it just looks like a close-up of someone peeing on a carpet.
Oh, because if the mic was,
I'm
wasn't
guessing
broken.
It's just some amateur vibe thing.
Yeah. Then you can hear the satisfying
hear the
sound.
Piss. Yeah, you can't hear the
yeah,
that would be
getting soaked.
Piss on a carpet, piss on a tight,
pile.
Short carpet. Yeah. That wasn't really the best representation of that noise.
I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was pretty great, actually.
The pitter patter
of
a piss.
Of it being absorbed.
I wish there was a word for carpet that started with P. You know how I do love
pile.
Alliteration. Power piss with a nice fart.
Oh. Love a nice fart.
Love a nice fart.
Mm.
Just one nice fart at the
end.
It's
really nice to just feel so relaxed while you're peeing.
Yeah.
A fart just falls
power
out.
Power piss with a nice fart.
It just falls right out of
you. I don't know why it went Irish there. I've been watching a lot of Love Island. Speaking of alliteration... Pissing on path barefoot without panties.
Oh.
Like any Tuesday camping.
God, your ankles are going to get wet.
Well, you know what you're doing. No, they're not. But
that's true.
In the video, it looks like this person's standing up. So, yes, they are.
Yeah, they're going to get wet.
You got to squat
your,
and aim.
Your feet. And it's like, where
us
is
mountain
the pit?
Girls know how to piss.
Where is the piss going to roll? Because if you're barefoot.
You got to know where you're going up and downhill, you know?
If you're barefoot.
Got to plan these
it
things.
It could go outwards.
Yes.
Onto your feet.
Splatter times.
So. Gina.
Full bladder explosion at gas pump.
Oh, Jesus.
This is just someone squatting at a gas station and pissing. Full bladder explosion.
I recently had something similar where I was drunk and I didn't realize how badly I had to go to the bathroom. And I was like, yeah, I'm almost home. I'll be home so soon. And I was like, yeah, I'm just straight up gonna be so. I'll be so. I'm so close to my bathroom. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. And then I was running up the stairs, and I started peeing before I was sitting on the toilet.
Oh no, girl!
I mean, my pants were down, but it was like,
oh, like you just sort like, of started peeing on the edge of the thing. Yeah. Oh boy!
Like it was in my haste. I like couldn't wait. I was literally like, like shoved my pants down, and
could have been worse.
Oh,
being drunk and having to pee is some people's Achilles heel. Mine is vomit. Some people just piss themselves when they're
drunk.
True. And I'm quite thrilled that's not my thing.
Oh my God, I had one of my best friends in college. Poor thing. She just pissed wherever she went.
Yeah.
On
one
my
of my
carpet
best
once.
Friends in college had a girl piss his bed. Another friend pissed his bed when he turned 24.
So this is funny, my friend.
You're a grown ass man. Congrats.
My friend peed in someone's bed and peed on my floor and peed on someone else's like chair. Like she was just a pisser. And then what's funny is that actually at one point in the dorms our freshman year, our friend was wasted and like burst into her dorm in the middle of the night, and then just like she like woke up and was like, Frank? And he just whipped his dick out and just pissed on her bed. And it was like the ultimate
people.
Payback. But like he didn't know what he was doing. He just was like, this is someone's room I know. And he just blacked out and just pissed on her. But it was like, everyone was like, oh my God, if
what
anyone deserves
world.
It,
yeah.
It's probably her.
This pisser. That was.
And then he peed on her journal that we needed for like our acting class.
Oh,
like,
God.
Yeah.
Or,
like, we had to, like, turn it, you know?
Acting journal.
It was, like, soaked in this man's urine.
Oh, my God.
And her mom was pissed. She was like, I'm going to go and I'm going to tell the head of the department that they have a pisser in their department. And we were all like, ooh, but so is your daughter.
The pisser is your daughter.
Yeah.
She who smelt it, dealt it. No, she who. She got a taste of her own medicine,
oh
is what
God.
I'm trying to say. I got two more titles.
Thankfully,
take a break.
Yeah. Yeah. She grew out of that phase, though. So.
Proud of her.
I know.
Extreme degradation of women.
Oh.
That's just what it's called.
Of course.
Because of course it is.
Of course.
Honest, I suppose. All right, last one.
Burying the lead.
Oh, yeah. Last one's my favorite.
Okay.
Christmas pissing 2016. No idea.
The classic holiday
the thumbnail
tradition.
Is a person in like red leggings.
Oh God.
With like the crotch cut out of them.
Of
peeing
course.
Into what looks like a bonfire.
Oh.
Like a golden shower into a bonfire.
Into a bonfire.
I was like, this is a whole thing. This
it's
is someone's holiday tradition.
Get ready for 2019.
Yeah, 2018.
They get better and better.
Yeah, what is that? How do you build a Christmas piss?
Well, first you get the Yule log.
Yes. Then you. Well, I just meant like how do you make it even more and more climactic over the years?
Yeah.
Or is it just a matter of like holding to the fun of the tradition?
Yeah.
We may never know. Or we could try to find out.
And do we care?
Know.
No.
I probably won't track that one down. But if it's you and you're listening to this and Christmas pissing is your thing, we'd love to hear from you. Should we take a break?
Let's take a break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
And we're back.
And we're back!
First video we're going to discuss is from Bruce and Morgan.
Yes.
Bruce and Morgan have their own website.
It's true.
And they actually put their work on our radar.
No, it was from a fan of the pod.
Oh, sorry. A fan put us onto
their radar.
Put Bruce and Morgan on our radar.
Yeah, whose radar was it? I don't know.
There's a lot of radars. There's radars flying. Which we are grateful for because finding ethical piss play is a challenge.
Yeah, right.
So we just had this right in front of us, and thank you, fans, for doing that sort of thing.
Like, shout out to that fan. Thank you very much.
Yeah. BruceandMorgan.net.
Yes.
You buy a membership, and it's a pretty substantial library of this couple.
They make a lot of videos.
Making videos. It is primarily golden shower and like piss play stuff. Yeah. There's other kink in there.
Yeah, they do a lot of cum play.
But that is their like their wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Is piss drinking, piss stuff.
Yeah. Cum eating.
Yes.
Things like that.
She wears a mask.
Uh-huh. And I think a wig.
Oh, you think?
I think it's a wig.
You think so?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
Yeah.
And
his
you
face
usually,
is blurred out.
Yeah, and you usually don't see his face.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get like a sort of lower half of his face.
Yeah.
I chose a video sort of deliberately to like dip our toes in.
Right.
As people knew
in
to
the
this
piss pool.
I didn't even mean to, and here we are, dipping our toes into that pissy pool.
Mm. A good temperature of 98 degrees.
Yeah. I deliberately chose something. Well, that at first glance was like on the tamer side, and that actually has sex in it because they have also a lot of
just peeing stuff,
just pee play stuff.
Yeah.
So I chose something that involved sex so that we could talk about that because that's kind of our thing.
Yeah.
So I was trying to match our thing and their thing. Yeah. We're here for the sex. We like the sex.
Looking for the sex.
And it's called Romantic Bathroom Sex.
Yes.
So we open on
arguable.
Debatable, in terms of what romantic means to you.
Yeah.
So we open on, I also like started this video like three times. I just sort of like amped myself up for it. So I watched her brush her teeth three times. We open on Morgan. Brushing her teeth with her mask on like you do.
Uh-huh.
And Bruce comes up.
Yeah.
So oh,
like,
hi.
Hey, baby. Yeah.
And they start kissing and then they start fucking. He fucks her from behind over their sink.
Mm-hmm. She grabs onto the sink.
Yeah, she's grabbed onto the sink. They fuck for a little while.
Yeah.
And then over the sink, he starts to piss in her face.
Yes. She plugs the
drain. And then she's like, let's fill this.
Yeah.
And he's like, I had the same idea, or like something like that.
Yeah.
And so they plug the sink.
Yeah.
And then there's more pissing in her face into the sink.
Mouth open.
Mouth open. So the piss is
going into her mouth, dripping down.
Yep.
She's
over her face
it
into
out.
Her mouth, dripping down. She's spinning it out. It's filling the sink.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a substantial piss,
I do say. And it's very, I'm impressed that people are able to pee while hard.
Yes.
I feel like it's not easy.
I'm also just, like, impressed that people are, like, able to pee that easily. I myself have a shy bladder.
I know.
So peeing into someone's face on camera.
I know.
There's a lot of balls
in the air there, you know?
Yeah, there's like, a lot happening. Yeah. But these are people whose kink it is, so peeing, I think, comes easily.
Yeah. And then she pulls out a glass. She pisses into the glass.
I'm doing that thing again where I just repeat what you say.
Yeah, she drinks the piss, her own piss.
She drinks her own piss.
And then she pours the rest of her piss into his piss and mixes them.
In the sink, mixes it, and then he proceeds to fuck her again, and then she takes the glass.
Yeah.
Then while she's being fucked by him, she slurps the piss. There's a lot of piss slurping.
She laps it up.
She's lapping it up. She's slurping out of the sink. Then she takes glass.
Scoops it up.
Yeah, he scoops it up also at one point. Yeah. And scoops it out of the sink and, like, pours it over her head and says that's hot and repeats doing that.
And then she goes face first into the piss pool.
He pushes her head into the piss sink a bit.
And what was a little worrying for me was that at that moment was when he came.
Yeah.
It was like when she was submerged in the piss.
Well, he says, I'm going to come. Yeah. Like he's pushing her head into the piss a bit.
Yeah.
And it's gentle. It's not super aggressive. But I was like, it's brief. But it was a little bit of me being like scared.
He likes the,
It's certainly them like edging on like this very kinky stuff.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm going to come. And she gets out of the way and he comes into the sink in the piss.
And then it's even.
They take their clearly eco-friendly toothbrush and put it into the piss sink, getting jizz globs on it because the jizz globs up.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Fast, it's like little fishies in there.
It congeals.
And they get bits onto the toothbrush and she brushes her teeth
with the
with
gum.
It. Oh boy, if you've made it this far.
Yeah. this was the first time.
And this is not your kink.
I have ever watched porn where I've been like, I can't, my stomach has turned.
Yes. This was very difficult. Again, this is like, I mean, the thing here is the fact that it's taboo.
Yeah, right.
Boy, oh, it was difficult to watch. Right. I showed you the picture of me.
Yeah.
Cringing. Yeah. This is, you know, it either is your thing or it definitely isn't.
Right.
And in my case, it isn't, unfortunately. But we are trying to be generous here.
Yes. We watched it. We supported it.
These,
if it's your thing, definitely check them out because, you know, they're taking the time and putting this ethical, their own work on the internet.
Yeah.
For you to
I mean,
enjoy.
If this is your kink, this is the site for you.
Yeah,
like,
right.
These people are beautiful. They're clearly enjoying each other.
Yeah.
Like, they clearly are, like, very into this. And it's, you know, it's consenting. Like, there's stuff that Morgan writes on their website about why she likes it. And
she goes into deep detail.
Yeah. And, like, this being
which
their
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That she, like, really talks about the taboo and the intimacy of it, and it also just being about this particular partner, because it's, from what I gather, Bruce is the first person she did any piss play with,
right.
And then she sort of, like, unlocked something in herself.
Yeah.
So, fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And very high-quality videos. You know, they're, like, they're...
And they go, they travel all around the world.
Yeah.
They do a lot of, like,
HD, and they're well shot, but they still have a very, like, amateur, you're there with them vibe.
Yeah.
Which I imagine appeals
for
folks that are into this kind of kink. And, like, I read around some of the comments and stuff, like, their fan base is engaged, and a lot of people are like, holy shit, this is, like, one of the best kink videos I've ever seen.
Right.
Very,
so
very
check
kinky.
Check them out.
If this is your kink.
If this is your kink.
Yeah.
My God, is it not mine, though?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not mine. Should we move on to Russian Water Sports Volume 1, Scene 4? Do you know who any of these performers are?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, hard to track down.
No.
The internet doesn't tell
you. It's from Bluebird Films.
Yeah, which I don't even think it's from. I think somebody just found this and bastardized it. Yeah,
exactly, and put it on the internet.
We open on a fire.
Close-up on a fire.
We open with a close-up on a
and
fire.
And three people standing oddly close to this fire.
Yeah, they had to get in the shot.
Yeah. Three
at one point, she's like, oh, it's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so close to this fire. They're chain smoking. They're very Russian. I can't understand anything.
They're speaking English with fairly thick accents.
I couldn't understand anything they're saying.
I actually got some of it.
Okay.
It's like,
I know they say, like, to us.
Yes.
They
and
cheers.
There's like a, oh, baby, you like? Yes, I like. Everything is perfect.
Yeah.
And
they've got some.
They literally say da,
yeah,
like
yeah.
a few just to stereotype themselves, you know.
They got some really intense.
Just to be like, just to lean into their Russianness, I'll say.
Royalty free club music is playing in the background.
They're also drinking something.
Yeah.
They start making out. It looks slightly yellow. Can we talk about it? I was like, was it purposeful? Like, I was like, oh, maybe those are like little chilled shots of vodka. I'm like trying to lean into the, I mean, like, there's the Russian culture.
One woman, there's two women
and I'm
one
like,
man.
Why is the vodka yellow or whatever? Maybe it's just wine in like large shot glasses, but there's a suspiciously tinted liquid that they're sipping.
Yeah. Two women, one man. We don't know who these performers are.
Yeah,
one
two woman is wearing women a, in a decadent silk blouses.
Yeah, why are they both wearing silk?
One of which stays on for much of the porn.
And it's yellow.
It's quite, has quite a flourish down the front.
And there's one woman in red.
And I fully cast this. Like, the blonde woman is looks like Evan Rachel Wood to me. And the brunette, I don't know who she is. She's left out a lot of the sex. A lot of my notes here are me just being like, this poor brunette.
Yeah.
And then they're both like going after poor man's Corey Stoll. He's like this
Russian
this,
Corey Stoll.
This unfortunate fellow. Just not my type. You know, he's bald and he's got a interesting face. And none of
and
Corey Stoll's sex appeal,
dick.
Quite frankly, except for the fact that he has this honkin' dick.
So anyway, so they start making out, blonde woman and bald man, and he grabs her ass and he's like, oh, your ass is so hot. Oh, it's from the fire!
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm not ready because I have to pee. And she's like, oh, you can pee here.
Yeah.
And he's like, really? Where I pee? Down? On you? And she's like,
yes, on us.
Yeah,
really? Yeah. And then they say da a few more times.
Yeah. Down with you, mouth open.
Uh-huh.
And then they do it.
And they do that.
And
lots
he pulls
of
his
pissing.
Dick out. Yeah. Pisses on her, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Why they have to stay in front of this fire?
Unclear.
Unclear.
Because then they go on to fuck there, and there's like a tile floor.
At one point, she's like, it's hot here. Like, you're in front of a fucking open fire.
Immediately in front of an open fire. There's not even a rug for their poor bare asses.
I know.
And then we just proceed to do a lot of piss play and sex that strongly features the blonde and greatly excludes the brunette.
Yes.
Who does a lot of strange things to try and remain included.
Yeah, just relevant.
Like, she also
just, well,
pees
she
at one
pissing
point.
Pissing on them.
She's like, sure, and just pisses on them.
Yeah.
She does the weird, like, oh, I'll just kiss her, like, play with her tits while she gets fucked by the guy.
Uh-huh.
At one point, the guy is fucking the blonde.
Yeah.
And she's got her face in his ass.
Yeah.
And is, like, basically, like, dabbing his asshole with her tongue.
Her tongue.
Whenever she can get a clear shot.
It's like those little like, bird things that have, like, the weight. And they, like, dip their beak in the water.
Yeah. She's just, like, weirdly bobbing into his ass.
She's just waiting there with her tongue.
While he's, like, fucking in away from her.
Getting his butthole every once in a while, just dabbed with her tongue.
Yeah, and then they just do some, like, elaborate piss play.
Yeah.
Like, he gets pissed in his mouth.
Yeah.
He spits it out. He, like, washes his head in her piss.
Oh, yeah.
You know, weird Wednesday afternoon.
It's so...
was what I kept thinking.
So strange. They're all covered in piss.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine how many times they had to stop and then drink water.
And rehydrate. It's
because
a lot of piss.
There's
it's very
so
hydrated
much.
Piss. Yeah. Just
they,
tons
like,
of
splash
piss.
It on themselves. They splash it on each other.
It's splashing everywhere because it's a tile floor.
Yeah. It's, I was astounded.
Yeah.
At the massive quantities of piss.
Massive quantities of piss.
They're all moaning and pissing, splashing on each other.
Yeah.
They really seem to love it.
Yeah.
He
I
seems
guess so. Yeah. He does.
He seems to love
I mean,
it.
They must have to because there's, you're right. There's not a whiff of like, ugh, or like hesitance. Like, everybody's just pissing and taking piss and piss is everywhere and we're swimming in piss.
Right.
Granted, that much piss, they're very hydrated, so it might as well be water. But, like, weirdly, I was less repulsed by this film.
Yeah. Me too.
Than the
actually,
other. But I think it's partially because it was so silly.
Yeah.
And it
wasn't. It kind of removed me from it.
Yeah. Like, I was like, we're at the water park. Like,
it
just was so much piss.
Oh, my God. At one point, he, like, jerks off while she pees, like, on him, like, while on his dick, like, while he's jerking.
Yeah.
It just was like, who cleans up at the end of these things?
Some intern. Poor fucking intern who's like, man, I thought my study abroad in Russia was going to be different than this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Also, why do they both know to wear, like, beige stay-ups, like thigh-high tights. That was a weird
They
choice.
Planned their elaborate outfits.
Their satin.
They were in their hotel room beforehand
being
like,
satin outfits.
Oh, I love that blouse.
They came
Maybe
straight from pissing
pantyhose.
On the yeah. Trump's bed
yeah.
to this to, shoot.
To shooting with Corey Stoll.
Yeah, they're like, well,
Big
thank God
up.
We happen to be hydrated and yeah. We're peeing again? Great. Well, we already aren't wearing panties.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then he pulls out and he gets to come on their, in their mouths, both of their mouths.
Yeah, what a lucky boy.
Yeah. Neither of the girls get to come.
Yeah, I don't think there's even like a mention of a clit in this.
Yeah.
Does anyone touch
so
themselves even?
I think
she
so.
Like briefly maybe does.
Yeah, I mean there's some, it's mostly just piss. Though.
When do you think this was shot? Based on the blouses, I want to say 93.
Oh, really? Interesting. I was going
to
say
I
like
to be like before the invention
say,
of
like,
the clit.
2002. I was going to say like 2002.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Just from, like, the cut of, like, these
Yeah,
clothes.
Maybe you're right. I associate that blouse with, like, a very specific kind of blouse that we all wore in the early 90s.
Mm.
That's, like, too elaborate and too shiny for these days.
Yeah, I mean, the silk, fake silk blouses are certainly ruined.
Yeah.
Covering.
Were they ever? They're certainly ruined.
They're ruined.
No, they're not because they're fake. They're polyester. They'll be fine.
Oh, okay. All right.
I feel
no.
like
no. Before you even fucking ask me,
yes, I'm
no.
feeling about to say, would either of these
no,
even vaguely.
But if this is your thing, no judgment. We'd love to hear more on why you like it. What's the deal?
Yeah, and genuinely, if this is your
yeah.
thing, like I would think that Bruce and Morgan would be an incredible resource because
right.
this is fucking kink.
Yeah, it is.
And they're also like. This interesting, like, bougie couple
with some money.
With probably. It seems like a nice house.
A nice
and they
camera.
Can travel a bunch and a good camera and stuff. So, like, if you're looking for that HD kink,
I know. Check him out.
Look no further than Bruce and Morgan.
Hooey.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Thanks to those of you that also joined us in this journey. If this is not your kink,
right.
I think we all want to learn a little more every day.
Right. We're trying.
I hope you weren't eating if this is your thing. I hope you don't eat when you listen to this podcast.
Yeah, just in general.
Just in general. I wouldn't recommend it.
But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Just a reminder to rate, review, subscribe.
You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. And you can find us on Twitter at GOP the podcast. And we do have a website, girlsonporn.com, that we sometimes forget about. But you can find the videos there. We link to those periodically. The stuff that we endorse, you can find there if you're looking for it.
Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. The
Fuck
only
the GOP. The only GOP.
The only GOP.
Love you.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.